A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Chaf Gimel, Erevin 23a, pagination page 45, beginning from the Mishnah, Masnisin, at the beginning of a line, about 13 lines from the top. The case which the Mishnah introduces over here is the case called Karpaif. You could see its spelling on the second line of the Mishnah, in the beginning of the line, Veha Karpaif. A Karpaif is an area which, according to the case of the Mishnah, is enclosed. It's perfectly well enclosed. Fence, 10 tefachim high, on all sides. The problem with the Karpaif is that it is an area which is not designated for dwelling, but rather for storage. They sometimes enclose the area for fruit to be stored there, for wood to be stored there. It was not an area meant for dwelling. And therefore, Chazal made a legislation against it. They considered this area not a normal area of dwelling. And depending on its size, if it was too big, they forbade carrying within it. There is an allowance that even a karpaif, until a certain size, was permitted in carrying inside the karpaif, and that size is comparable to the size of the Mishkan, which the Mishnah is going to give us the measurements in a square unit, even though the Mishkan yard was a rectangle, 100 by 50. But if you do the calculation, you're dealing with approximately 70 amos squared, is the same amount. And that size they would not legislate against, because we see the Mishkan was enclosed, and I guess it wasn't considered a base dira, a place of dwelling, and they were allowed to carry there. So up till that size, you're still allowed to carry, even though it's a karpaif. But if it's larger than that size, and the measurements here are done very meticulously, if you're over by more than an amma, you're already in the next category. Very, very specific. If it's larger than shivin amma, and whatever the exact number is, a certain number of tefachim, by 70 amma and that number of tefachim, then you're going to be prohibited in carrying in that enclosure, even if it is totally enclosed. Now, before we do the Mishnah, I want to point out that there is an enormously applicable situation which comes up in virtually all community Erevin, which we have to keep track of. And that is not so much a karpaif, which is enclosed, because our general area of the city limits is a base dira, is a place of dwelling. Your front yard, you use to walk there, to play ball there, it's well used. But there are invariably areas in the city which have the rule of karpaif, such as a cemetery. It's a significant area which is not a place of dwelling. Sometimes a very rugged terrain might be a place that's classified as a karpaif, because it's a significant area that's not used for dwelling. And those areas have to be excluded from your Erev. Because if your Erev includes them, they will prohibit the Eruv from taking effect, because you have an area that is dwelling, which is open to an area which is not of dwelling, of too large a size, an area which you're not allowed to carry in. And if you have an area you're not allowed to carry in with an area you are allowed to carry in, there's got to be a fence in between them. Sometimes a muddy area, such as a lake, that's not usable for the city, if you can't wash your laundry, if it's not potable water, so the lake might be an example of something that has to be excluded. I mentioned rugged terrain, also certain wooded areas, if they're too dense to be walked. They also might be classified as a karpef. Now, there are various solutions. If you have a wooded area, you might just carve out a path through it so that you don't have the dimensions that we're describing in any one place. There are different solutions, but typically we build a fence or an eruv, a lechi korah tzuras haPesach style, if necessary, around the area we want to exclude. And on the eruv maps, we have to let people know in a detailed fashion what the boundaries of the eruv actually are. Let's take a look at the Mishnah, which introduces the concept of karpef. Va'od amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, Hagina v'akarpef, a garden area and a karpef, Shein shivim amar v'shirayim al shivim amar v'shirayim, that's a little bit more than 70 amar, Hamukafas geder, it has a good wall around it, Gavoa asara tfachim, it's high by 10 tfachim, Metaltilin besocha, only until those dimensions can you carry within it. Uvovachiebo shamiro beistiro shete simucha leir. The other solution that you could have is if it has some sort of dwelling place within it, so then, depending on the function of that dwelling place, of that building might also make it permitted to carry in that area because it'll be classified as a base dira. Now, sometimes these areas, the word gina, a garden, is being used over here, but you have to know what type of garden is going to qualify for this problem, and what types are considered that we walk them, and they're part of basic usage. A person goes for a Shabbos spazier, he goes for a walk, so that's considered an extension of a place of dwelling. You have a backyard, so there's discussion of when the enclosure was built, where the house is in place, was the back door open to that open area before it was enclosed. Lots of considerations. One of the things that I love about the sugya of karpef is to think through if the area was enclosed improperly, if the area was enclosed before it was a beis dira, a place of dwelling, what would you have to do after a dira is built, after a home is built, to make that enclosure a valid enclosure? And the answer, of course, is you have to knock down enough of the enclosure to make it an invalid enclosure, and then you'd have to rebuild it for the purpose of dira. So again, if you have a fenced-in yard, nothing to do with the city, nothing to do with a home, you're not allowed to carry in there if it's too big, if it's more than the 70 amma by 70 amma plus that we're describing. Then you build a home, your summer home, in middle of that enclosure. You're still not allowed to carry there because the enclosure preceded the Beis Tira, and the enclosure was not built for the dwelling. You would knock down the enclosure, not the entire enclosure, but just enough to make it invalid, puzzle, as an enclosure. So that would be just over 10 amos in a specific place. You knock that down, and then you rebuild that, l'shem dira, a hekef of dira, an enclosure around what is now a habitable place, and that would make it valid. Okay, have a great day.